If we want social media platforms to moderate content, we should think about who's going to do that job. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Pressure is growing on social media platforms to intervene more against misinformation, hate speech, and other content. A new report says one big barrier, especially at Facebook, is that content moderators are outside contractors, and there aren't nearly enough of them. The report says Facebook needs to double its numbers and bring its moderators in-house. Paul Barrett is deputy director of the NYU Stern Center for Business and Human Rights, which published that research this week. I asked him how this system came to be at Facebook.
The company realized it needed to do something because there was just way too much volume of material flowing across the platform. They did the thing that a lot of companies choose to do, which is they farmed it out and did that to save money. But also because I think of a psychological factor that they just didn't see content moderation as being sort of Silicon Valley. It's not the sort of engineering work or marketing work or the invention of cool new products. It's this very nitty-gritty, very onerous work. And I think it felt more comfortable to push it out at a distance away from headquarters, so to speak, so it would be out of sight and out of mind.
In another version of a Silicon Valley mindset, we have often heard Facebook and other companies say that algorithms can start to take on more and more of this work. And you looked at that as well, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And it doesn't work?
No, it's not that it doesn't work. It's just not a complete solution. The vast majority of the material that ultimately gets removed is initially flagged, identified by AI-driven automated systems. And that's terrific. And I don't think anybody really objects to that. But you still need, in almost all of those cases, human judgment to assess nuance and context and so forth. And I don't think we're going to be at the stage anytime soon where machines are able to bring to bear that kind of human assessment.
There is also this sort of question of volunteer moderators, which is a system that is in place in, you know, private Facebook groups, for example, but also on Reddit or Wikipedia. Do you have any sense about whether that is a model that is more effective or less effective or more likely than paying another 15,000 moderators?
I think that there's a possibility of doing that when you have, you know, relatively narrow communities of users who, you know, explicitly share certain assumptions and values and so forth. I think it's quite unrealistic when you look at the vast platform like Facebook's main platform that has more than 2 billion users across the world. Doing that on a volunteer basis just strikes me as quite unrealistic.
Paul Barrett is deputy director of the NYU Stern Center for Business and Human Rights. On Monday, a group of current and former moderators wrote a public letter to Facebook objecting to the platform's handling of President Trump's post that called for violence against protesters. And now for some related links. More on those moderators speaking up against Facebook. They wrote about how much of the content they see is racist hate speech and police brutality, but said that Facebook's non-disclosure agreements and the fact that they are third-party contractors means they can't join the 400 other employees who have virtually walked off the job at Facebook. They wrote, quote, "We can't walk out, but we cannot stay silent." And then, of course, there is that thorny question of volunteer moderation, which has also come into the spotlight this week. Several companies have made public statements about supporting Black Lives Matter and then been criticized for letting hate speech and racism proliferate on their networks. Reddit CEO Steve Huffman voiced support for the Black community. Co-founder and board member Alexis Ohanian resigned and requested that he be replaced with a Black board member. But some Reddit users said that wasn't enough. And former CEO Ellen Powell said the site, quote, "nurtures and monetizes white supremacy all day long." Volunteer moderators in Facebook groups have been accused of silencing Black Lives Matter conversations. And a long piece in The Verge notes that the thing about moderation is that it really, really matters who is doing the moderating. When we talked to the CEO of the Wikimedia Foundation back in February in the before times, she said that, yeah, a big part of the problem of moderating a site like Wikipedia is the gatekeepers, If they're 80% white and male, omission is the best problem you can hope for. And then, of course, there's Nextdoor, which is a hotbed for racial profiling on its best day and a hellscape of fear-mongering and racist speech in the last 2 weeks. And that is only barely contained by volunteer moderators who themselves may share the hostile opinions they're in charge of restraining. People of color on Nextdoor told The Verge they've had posts taken down for talking about protests or Black Lives Matter or issues of race altogether. In a statement to The Verge, Nextdoor said, quote, "We want your neighborhood on Nextdoor to reflect your actual neighborhood, and therefore being community moderated is important." I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.